by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
KNZA.
Well, pretty short and sweet break in between our ball games here tonight, as it's now time for the boys contest. Hiawatha hosting Riverside, and two teams still fighting for their first league wins of the year. But what should be a pretty solid and competitive game. Again, if you're just joining us, the Riverside girls with a dominant fourth quarter and getting away from the Red Hawks 56-39 behind just a light night from the reigning 2A player of the year in Taylor Weiser, where she had 26 points and 15 rebounds. All right, let's get you the starting lineups for the boys' contest. Final game for these teams heading into the holiday break. And let's start with the road team, as always, in Riverside. The Cyclones under fifth-year head coach in Tyler Herbster. One win and four losses so far through five. They are 0-3 in Big 7 league play, coming off an overtime loss to Royal Valley on Friday. That final was 63-59. Ryder Davis, a three-year starter, a 5'9 senior in the backcourts, of course getting a start for Coach Herbster. Chase Ewens is a 5'8 sophomore and is averaging just over 6 points per game. Maddox Mears at 4.8 points per game as a 6-foot sophomore. Beckham Griffin, who started every game last year as a freshman and averaged 4 points per game. 6'2 sophomore right now, just 3 points per game through the first five of the year. And then Percy Duncan, a 6'2 senior, a matchup problem for teams inside the Big 7. He is averaging 18 points and 9 rebounds per game. And he was absolutely sensational in the overtime loss to the Cyclones. He put up 33 points, 14 rebounds, and also had 5 assists. So the Cyclones again, Davis, Hewens, Mears, Griffin, and Duncan. For the home Hiawatha Redhawks under 6th-year head coach Gary Smith, 2 wins, 3 losses. They are 0-2 in league play. It'll be Cooper Jacobson, a 6'2 senior, averaging 6.8 points per game. Sharp shooting Cameron Boswell, the 6'1 junior, at over 8 points per game. You got both Ethan and Caden Morton, 5'9 sophomore Ethan, 6'5 senior in Caden, and then Dylan Cheek is a 6'1 senior. He is averaging under 3 points and 2 rebounds per game. So again, for the Red Hawks, it is Jacobson, Boswell, you have Ethan and Caden Morton, and Cheek rounding out that starting five for Gary Smith. And the Red Hawks have lost back-to-back games since that thrilling win against Centralia a little over a week ago. They're coming off a loss to Holton on Friday. That final 56-39, so two teams desperate for the first league win going into the break. Redhawks from right to left. We got the opening possession. Does the home team in the white jerseys. And Boswell, quick trigger from behind the arc. He left a three short and a rebound for Beckham Griffin. And here come the Cyclones with their first possession from left to right. Ryder Davis into the front court, again from left to right. Griffin around a ball screen, hop steps in the lane, kicks it right to Hewens for three, and he buries a right quarter triple. Chase Ewens, the 5'8 sophomore from downtown, connects on a three, and the Cyclones out to a 3-0 lead at 33 seconds into this game. There's the younger of the Mortons, and Ethan with the basketball, gets it off to Boswell, left his feet, dumps it inside to Caden, a right side kick. It's Jacobson for three, couldn't get this one to go, gets his own rebound, follows up another shot, high off the window, straight away it's good. So an offensive rebound and stick back for Cooper Jacobson. And Hiawatha on the board, it's 3-2. 60 seconds into this ball game. Here is Mears, top of the key. Right side it goes to the sophomore in Hewens. Up top to the 6'2 senior in Percy Duncan, who had his shot blocked. And a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on the floor. It stops the Redhawks from getting out in transition. And the foul on the sophomore in Chase Hewens. First foul on either side in this ball game so far. So we've played a minute and 15 seconds, a 3-2 Riverside lead. Redhawks, they dump it down to Caden Morton. He's on the right elbow. Back to the bucket, up to Ethan up top, not using the ball screen. Gets it to Jacobson left side, trying to split two defenders. Lost it off the foot, and it's picked up by Mears, and a Hiawatha turnover, make it number one of the ball game. Here's Ryder Davis, a driving kick, ball fake, a little slow with it. Now dumped inside to Duncan, has to battle it out, gets it to Griffin in the corner, works around a screen, had it knocked away and a steal. This is Ethan Morton, the sophomore, and then he takes it coast to coast and draws the body and the foul. And our first free throws of the night going to 5'9 sophomore in Ethan Morton. And the foul is on Ryder Davis. First foul for him, team foul number two. A 52% foul shooter in Ethan Morton is strong on the first. Sophomore has had a couple of good games here. He scored 9 in the loss to Holton on Friday. Last Tuesday, he had 12. In the loss at Nemaha Central, he goes 1-for-2. And he's got his first tally and a 3-3 tie nearly 2 minutes into this ball game. These two teams split the pair they played last year, and there's Duncan's pass rifled inside towards Ewens and found nothing but air and was kicked up into about the 8th row here behind the goal. And a second turnover against Riverside. And the Redhawks bring it back into the front court from right to left. A 3-3 tie at 5:50 to go in the first. There is Jacobson. A Hiawatha team averaging 44 points per game. Getting in the lane but missing the shot. Caden Morton is there. A rebound and stick back for the 6'5 senior. Caden Morton makes it a 5-3 Redhawks lead at 5:34 to go in this first quarter. Caden Morton has scored in double figures in 4 of 5 games this year. And the one he didn't, he had 9 points. Here is Griffin, who's having some trouble with it at the top of the key. They go inside. It's off the foot of Mears. But before it goes out of bounds, we get a whistle and a foul. And they are going to get this foul on Ethan Morton. That is his first. And a Redhawks team foul number one. Here is Griffin, a little fadeaway, and he is fouled after the pass went into him on the short corner right. He was fading away towards the out-of-bounds line on a shot. And they get Ethan Morton a little aggressive there on that closeout, so quickly his second. Team foul number two, first free throws here for the Cyclones, and the 6'2 sophomore, Beckham Griffin, and he is no good on the first. For the first time this season for Riverside, we see Tyzel Harrington, a 5'9 sophomore, and not played in the first 5 games of the year, but his first appearance for the 5'9 sophomore. And talking with the head coach and Tyler Herbster this week, it is a big key to have him back in the lineup. Second, no, so an 0-for-2 trip, but an offensive rebound by Duncan to keep it alive. Baseline drive on 2, muscles a shot, he left it short, and now he draws a foul and earns a trip to the free throw line. They get Dylan Cheek with his first and team foul number 3. And Percy Duncan to the line to shoot 2, trying to get his first points. And now the Cyclones 0-for-3 at the stripe as Duncan misfires on the first attempt. This is a Riverside team averaging just over 43 points per game. Second, no. So an 0-for-4 start. At the free throw line for Riverside, Caden Morton collecting that miss. And the Redhawks get it into the front court and then immediately turn it over. It's ripped away. Both teams, a pair of turnovers here early. Under 5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Redhawks 5, Cyclones 3, and now another steal as Boswell gets up in transition and he lays it in for 2. Cameron Boswell, the junior, averaging over 8 points per game. His first bucket tonight and a 4-point Redhawks lead at 7-3. Here's Harrington, drive and kick. Ewens a 3-ball, and it's an air ball and a rebound for Dylan Cheek in Hiawatha. Here's Cheek, far sideline into the front court from right to left. It goes into the corner and handing it off right there to Jacobson. Back to Boswell at the top of the key. Cyclones going man-to-man. Boswell drives, draws body. Shot is good, but it's going to be called on the floor. And the Cyclones foul against Harrington, his first and team third. This will be Connor Kettler, who is into the game. He'll throw it in, gets it into Jacobson quick, close to the bucket, but short-armed a shot, and a rebound for Beckham Griffin. 7-3, Cyclones trail with the ball, about to the halfway point of this opening quarter. Here is Tyzel Harrington. Cyclones' lone win in game number two against Bethan West. Since then, they have lost three straight games to Jeff West, Sabetha, and most recently against Royal Valley at overtime. Cyclones with Griffin getting a high ball screen. He's quickly doubled, has to get rid of it, does so to Hewins. Now Hewins dribbling towards the corner. Near side, gets it off to Duncan. Wide open, extra pass, and a body hits the floor, and a foul's going to be called. That was Isaac Chinoweth, 6'2 sophomore, who got a good look inside, but a Redhawks foul will be on Cheek, and that's his second, and team foul number four. So the final 3:41 here of this quarter. Cyclones are going to be in the bonus. We'll see Michael Jensen into the game for the Redhawks, appearing in game number four out of six on the young season. Redhawks go man-to-man here. Cyclones to throw it in. 3:41 to go, first quarter. 7-3, Hiawatha, a four-point lead here at home. Good crowd is always on hand. These two Big 7 league teams, of course, they will not both be in the Big 7 next year. Riverside off to the NEKL, and Hiawatha will stay put, but it'll be the Big East League coming up next year. There's a block shot and a rebound inside off the miss by Jensen. Morton came away with the block shot and a foul on the Cyclones. And this one on Harrington, who picks up quickly his second, team foul number four. So the final 3:18 of this opening quarter, both teams the rest of the way are in the bonus. The Redhawks with the possession and the lead at 7-4. Boswell into the front court, shovels a pass right side on the wing to Jensen, puts it on the dribble, waist high, picks it up top of the circle. And back to the top of the key now. This is Jacobson. He'll go right. This is Boswell. Deep NBA range three. It is strong and high off the heel. Tipped around a couple of times, and it lands out of bounds. And it's last touched by Chinoweth. Could not secure the board. So the Redhawks have the possession back. 2:56 left in a 7-3 lead. They dump it into the backcourt here with Boswell. Boswell dribbles left. Gets it off to Jacobson on the wing. Up top it goes to Jensen. Jensen gets a ball screen, but it's well defended, and now Harrington comes away with a steal. He wants to go coast-to-coast. Layup, yes. Tyzel Harrington, a steal and a bucket. He is on the board for the first time this year, and the Redhawks' lead is 7-5. 2:36 to go in the quarter. Here's Jacobson dumping it inside. Caden Morton back to the bucket, now facing strong defense by Chinoweth, but they will get a foul here on Chinoweth, his first, team fifth, and that puts Caden Morton to the line to shoot a pair. Stops the clock at 2:31. This is a 6'5 senior, Caden Morton. First free throw, no. Both teams have struggled here early at the line. Caden is a 44% foul shooter coming into this one. As a team, the Redhawks, 62.5%. Morton does connect on the second. He's got three here in the quarter. And it's 8-5, a triple lead here for the Redhawks at 2:25 to go. Here is Deshaun Jones, who has also checked into the game for the Cyclones. Here's Davis driving, tip pass, picked up by Duncan. Jones getting it back. Now Harrington up top. Man-to-man defense by the Redhawks. Duncan sets a screen. He'll pop. He'll get it back at the top of the key. Now driving, kicking left. Here is Jones with a drive. A little floater's good. Nicely done, Deshaun Jones. He's got two. 8-7. Redhawks lead is one at under 2 minutes to go. Back into the front court, Jacobson, right side pass, it goes to Michael Jensen. Now a good entry pass inside, beautifully fed, and eating at the rim is Caden Morton, who now has five. 10-7, back to a triple lead at 1:40 to go. Duncan wants to drive, and he hits the deck hard, and a foul's called, so he'll shoot two. Check the Redhawks foul, it's against Jacobson, his first. And this puts, again, Percy Duncan at the line, who is 0-2 here in the quarter. Riverside 0-4 at the line here to start. Hewins and Mears going to check back in here for the Cyclones after this first attempt. And this one is good by Percy Duncan. Again, think about this. So the Cyclones lost 63-59 in overtime on Friday at home against Royal Valley. In that game, Percy had 33 points, 14 rebounds, and 5 assists. And he's averaging 18-9 coming in. He missed the second one short. Caden Morton a rebound. So again, Percy Duncan, he's pretty good. He's had some big-time games this year. Of course, his brother Todrick, who graduated a year ago, had some All-State honorable mention. And a three from the right wing, buried by Jensen. Just the second three of the year for the 5'10 sophomore Michael Jensen. And a 5-point advantage for the Redhawks. 13-8 on the board at 1:13 to go. And an offensive foul is going to be called here against Percy Duncan. His first foul, make it turnover number 4 on the Cyclones. So the Redhawks with their largest lead of the quarter at 13-8. Gets the possession back with 70 seconds to go. Here's Boswell's high right. Hands it off there to Jensen, who just knocked down a three. Morton inside. He gets his own rebound. Second chance, up and in. Caden Morton off to a banging start. 7 points and 4 rebounds here in the quarter. And it's 15-8. Redhawks by 7 at 52 seconds to go. There's a drive by Davis. Kicks it left. This is Deshaun Jones. Heavily hounded here by Jensen. They switch on the screen there up top. Nicely done by Hiawatha. Here's Mears on the block. Shot blocked inside, and a foul's going to be called on Kettler. And this will put Maddox Mears to the line for a pair. They'll just maybe an opportunity to stop the bleeding. Redhawks on a little bit of a run here. They lead it by 7 at 38 seconds to go. And Mears looking for his first points tonight, and this one is in and out, no good. The 6-foot sophomore averaging 4.8 points per game coming in. He's played in all 5. 0-for-1 start at the free throw line. He'll get a second. And this one is buried. So he goes 1-for-2 and has 1 point. It is 15-9 at Redhawks at 35 seconds to go in this quarter. Here's Boswell around a screen, gets all the way underneath. Morton inside, but a travel is called on Boswell. Fourth turnover by the Redhawks. It was a nice little two-man game there and a near easy bucket by Caden Morton, but instead a turnover by the Redhawks, and now 25 seconds here for the Cyclones, down 6. Hiawatha at home with a 15-9 advantage. Here's Duncan at the free throw line, backs it out. Contested three is good. Through some contact, Percy Duncan now with his first field goal. 15-12, the lead is 3, 9 seconds to go here. And a whistle and a foul, it stops the clock at 7.4, and the Redhawks will get a couple of free throws here for Kettler. As Ryder Davis picks up his second, these will be the first free throw attempts of the season for the 6-foot junior, Connor Kettler. And he's perfect on the first. Dizel Harrington back into the game here, replacing Davis. Just 7 seconds left in the quarter. It's 16-12 Redhawks. Another free throw on the way. And this one is no good. A rebound for Maddox Mears. 5 seconds to go here, and now it's kicked. And stops the clock at 3.7. So the far sideline in the front court, Cyclones will throw it in. Plenty of time to get a catch, a dribble or two, and then a shot. Near midcourt, they dump it into Deshaun Jones, works it right. Harrington, deep right wing three. It's an air ball, and that takes us to the end of one. Well, the Redhawks had built a 7-point lead, but it's a 4-point game at the end of the first 8 minutes. Redhawks 16 and the Cyclones 12. Back after a timeout for second quarter action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, the boys' game had some good pace and some good action through the first 8 minutes. Redhawks at home, 16. Cyclones, 12. As we get going here, second quarter action. On the MSC Sports Radio Network, these two teams in search of win number one in league play, and right out the break, they set it up top for Chase Ewens, who hits his second three of the half. Beautifully executed by the Cyclones. They're within one at 16-15. First possession of the second quarter for Hiawatha, now with just a one-point lead. It was a seven-point lead. Now it's back to three as Caden Morton is having a monster early start to this game. He's already got nine, and it's 18-15. Redhawks back in front by a triple. Here is Griffin. Had it knocked away on the right wing by Ethan Morton, and then it's kicked in the air, and the Redhawks pull away with it. And another turnover by Riverside, and then Hiawatha throwing it right back away. So turnover exchanged with another turnover. Now Duncan in transition, short on a three. Rebound for Ethan Morton, trying to find it up to Caden, who saved it underneath, but to the wrong team. A little hectic pace here. Now Harrington driving, and an offensive foul. He tried to create space, and that is a big call because Zell has picked up foul number three and turnover number six for the Cyclones. Fifth-year head coach Tyler Herbster wanting an explanation as he was trying to Eurostep through a couple defenders in transition. There was a little bit of contact with the elbow up top as he swung it through. Hiawatha got the favor there. 18-15 Redhawks at 6:47 to go in the half. Here's Caden Morton at the right elbow. Dumps it back up top to Ethan. Here's Boswell curling around the arc. Dumps it right side to Kettler and then thrown into the backcourt. This is going to be a turnover. Was all the way out of bounds, and the Cyclones forcing another turnover here by the Redhawks. That is seven here in the first half. 6:36 to go in this quarter. 18-15, Redhawks by three. Here's Duncan, shaded a little bit to the left on the wing. They set it up again. Hewins will try another three. This one hits the top of the backboard. Somehow stays in play. And then a rebound for Mears, and then he had it ripped away. Redhawks get it back into the front court here with Ethan Morton. He'll take it all the way. Shot no, but a foul yes. Free throws coming up here for Ethan Morton. The Riverside foul is on Maddox Mears. His first and team two of the quarter. Ethan Morton, a sophomore, averaging 10 points per game through the first five. He hits the first free throw. And has two here in the first half. He had 9 points and four assists in that 56-39 loss to Holton on Friday night. His second is good. So Morton is now 3 for 4 at the line, 3 points in the half, and the lead back to 5 for Hiawatha at 20-15. Redhawks have had a lead as high as 7 here in the opening half. Nearly got a steal there, but the Cyclones keep the possession. They will throw it in right in front of the Hiawatha bench with the senior guard in Ryder Davis. Dumps it into the corner to the sophomore Griffin. Works out of there a little bit. Gets out to the top of the circle. Guarded by Boswell. Still working on Boswell. Hands it back to Davis on the right wing. Up top it goes to Hewins. Hewins has a couple of threes here and 6 points in the first half. Here's Duncan at the right elbow. Hands it off to Hewins on a curl. Right back to Duncan. Little two-man game. Now it goes back to Griffin at the top. Hewins is open. Another three. Short. Hits the rim twice. Falls off. And a rebound ripped away by Kettler. Looking for Caden Morton. Two on two. Here's Boswell fading. Left corner three. Not there. Fighting for the rebound. And Hewins has it for Riverside. Hewins himself bringing it into the front court. Now Duncan. Right wing. Gets by ball fake. Beautiful feed. Mears an easy two. 3 points for Maddox Mears, assist for Percy Duncan, 20-17. The Redhawks lead trimmed to three. Now Morton nearly had it knocked away. Great hustle there by Maddox Mears. It's knocked into the backcourt, and Boswell chasing it down. 5:07 to go until the half. Redhawks 20, Cyclones 17. This was a 16-12 Hiawatha lead after the first quarter. Here's Ethan Morton, who tees one up. This is a three, front rim no. Tipped out to the three-point line. Hewins has another rebound. Pushing the tempo. He'll take it all the way. Wild shot, no. Fighting for it. And Hiawatha comes away with it with Boswell. Now Boswell near sideline. Finds Kettler. Caden Morton, good extra pass. Easy off the window for two, and a timeout's called. It is a full. We'll follow suit. Lead back to five for Hiawatha. It is 22-17 at 4:36 to go in the frame. We'll pause for 30. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We continue on here. We got Paige, we got Leah, part of the Hiawatha Channel. Of course, courtesy of MSC Sports. Ray back in studio. I'm Brandon. Our doubleheader tonight in the Big 7. Final broadcast here on KNZA before the holiday break. Riverside girls victorious in Game 1. Right now in the boys' contest, the Redhawks 22-17 is their lead at 4:36 to go in this second quarter of play. Out of the timeout, Riverside with the ball, down 5. Into the front court, Hewins. Left side pass, it goes to Deshaun Jones, who is back into the game. Up top, it goes down to Isaac Chenoweth. Here's Hewins, right wing, diving, kicks it back out. Top of the key, Duncan. Now Chenoweth, the left wing triple, got that one to go. Isaac Chenoweth, the 6'2 sophomore. And now five have scored for the Cyclones. Boswell trying to answer, he can't get it to go, but an offensive rebound for Caden Morton to keep the possession afloat. We're halfway down, halfway to go here in this second quarter, and what is now a 2-point Redhawks lead at 22-20. Here's Kettler, top of the key, right side pass, it goes to Jacobson. Back to Ethan Morton up top, working right, stops on the wing. Now hands it off to Kettler there on the wing right. Back up top, it goes to Jacobson. Now Boswell on the wing, deep shot from downtown, halfway down and out. Kettler, though, the offensive rebound, and then he got it taken away. Here's Duncan into the front court, 3 would give the Cyclones the lead. Here is Deshaun Jones, back up top to Duncan. And now Ryder Davis a touch in between the rings out high. Right side to Hewins on the wing. Man-to-man defense here for the Redhawks. Chenoweth up top. Puts it on the dribble twice. Picks it up there. Left side pass, it goes to Davis. Davis wing right. Now up top to Jones. Right side Chenoweth driving. Kicking corner. Hewins again for 3. Not there this time. And a rebound for Hiawatha. Here is Jacobson into the front court. Whistle and a foul. And they get Ryder Davis with his 3rd and team foul number 3. Here's Dylan Cheek back into the game for the Redhawks. And Tyzel Harrington's going to have to come back in as well with Ryder Davis picking up his 3rd foul. 3:03 to go in the half, 22-20, the Redhawks leading by 2. Here's Cheek, just checked back in, back to the bucket, gets to the wing, stops there, triple threat position, pivoting a little bit. Gets it back to Morton now. Baseline drive, gets underneath. Kicks it left wing. Boswell a look, and Boswell connects on a triple. Just the 6th three-pointer of the year for Cameron Boswell, one of the sharpest shooters in the Big 7. And now diving in, missing a layup, is Tyzel Harrington. And now here's Jacobson in transition. And now a floater in and out. Morton trying to fight for his own rebound. Saved it and got it all the way into the backcourt here with Cheek. Second possession here, but an offensive foul as Cheek tried to drive through Harrington and a little extended on the elbow. And it will be a Redhawks foul on Dylan Cheek, and that's going to be his 3rd. 9 first-half turnovers here for the Redhawks. Beckham Griffin back into the game for the Cyclones, replacing Isaac Chenoweth. 25-20, Redhawks by 5 at 2:22 to go in this first half of play. Largest lead of the game for Hiawatha has been 7. Here's Harrington, left side bounce pass. It goes to Hewins on the wing, standing a little bit away from the three-point line. Works it back top of the key. Finds Griffin inside in the paint, surrounded by 2 jerseys, and muscles his way up and in for a deuce. And for Beckham Griffin, he has scored for the first time. And it's 25-22 and under 2 minutes to go. Here's Ethan Morton, baseline drive left, kicks it back out to Jacobson. Hands it back to Ethan, curls, gets in the paint, right-handed shot, nearly banked it in, but no. And a rebound for Chase Hewins. Here is Deshaun Jones, wrapping a pass around, deflected out of bounds. And it'll stay here with the Cyclones. A 3-point Redhawks lead at 25-22 at 1:38 to go in the half. Cyclones throwing it in with Hewins underneath their own basket. He's shaded left side of the backboard. Gets it short corner right. Now backing out into the corner is Duncan. Into the corner now with Hewins. He is guarded by Caden Morton, hounding him there, nearly forcing a turnover, and he does force a turnover. And now the Redhawks trying to go in transition. They might have called an intentional foul here. No, it's just a hold. I thought he put the X up. Instead, it's a foul on Hewins, his second. And team foul number four, so the final 1:26 of the half, Redhawks will be in the bonus. They lead it 25-22, 1:26 to go in the half. Got the ball here in the front court with Ethan Morton, who's got three in the half. Here's Boswell, left side on the wing, closed out by Griffin. Caden gets a touch, looking for Jacobson inside. That one's knocked away in a steal. Here's Duncan, diving through two, wraps a pass around, too easy, beautiful assist, easy bucket for Griffin, who's got four, and it's a one-point game at 25-24, 1:04 to go. And a three left wing and an answer by Michael Jensen. Had 1-3 coming into the game. He's hit two here in the half, and it's 28-24. Here's Deshaun Jones in the paint, looking for somebody inside, but threw it right to three white jerseys, and it's taken away. Another turnover by Riverside. 43 seconds to go. Morton, hard drive through contact, gets his own miss, and a second opportunity not there. The second look was better than the first, but couldn't get either to fall, and now 31 seconds for Riverside. They can play for the final shot if they so choose. Duncan walks it into the front court and nearly turned it over. It was last touched by Jensen, deflecting that pass near side out of bounds. 26 seconds left, 28-24 Redhawks. Here is Duncan, head of steam, dumps one down to Mears. Shot blocked by Morton from behind. That was Caden Morton, got a hand on it. And now Ethan into the front court here from right to left. 15 seconds now to go for the Redhawks, up four. Here is Boswell, high right, now 10 seconds. Started by Griffin, now Jacobson, now Ethan Morton back to the center circle, 4 seconds, gets in the paint, bounces in the corner, three-pointer at the buzzer, no, it's strong, and that takes us to the end of the half. And a little bit of a shove there at the end by Beckham Griffin, and that'll take us to the end of the first half of play. Again, expected a good one, that's what we got through the first two quarters. Two teams fighting for the first league win of the year right before the holiday break. Our boys game at the half, Hiawatha 28 and Riverside 24. Our halftime show, it is next. It is brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Four-point game at the break. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Lender.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Boys game at the half, expected a good one. That's what we got certainly through first two quarters of play, as it's the Hiawatha boys leading at home, 28-24 over Riverside. Again, halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. Again, we got Paige, we got Leah, we got Ray, Brandon with you as well here on KNZA. Riverside girls winning big in the opener tonight. So the Hiawatha boys, a four-point lead at the half over the Cyclones, trying to earn a Big 7 split before the break. This was a 16-12 lead for Hiawatha after one. Both teams scoring 12 points in the second quarter. 28-24, Hiawatha is where we stand at the break. Caden Morton, the leading scorer on both sides in the first half. He had a heck of a first half, 11 points and 6 rebounds for the 6'5 senior Red Hawk. They also got a couple of threes off the bench for Michael Jensen, appearing in his fourth game in 6 tries. At 6 there, Cameron Boswell with a 3 and 5 points. They also got 2 points from Cooper Jacobson and 1 point from Connor Kettler. Riverside had 7 in the book. It was Chase Ewens to lead the way, 6 points on a couple of threes. 4 points apiece from Percy Duncan and Beckham Griffin. 3 points apiece from Maddox Mears and Isaac Chenoweth. And then 2 points apiece from Deshaun Jones and Tyzel Harrington. Riverside had 9 turnovers and struggled at the free throw line. They were just 2 of 8 at the stripe. Redhawks had 10 turnovers in the first half. They were 5 of 8 at the free throw line. Redhawks have the rebound advantage, total of 17-9. Redhawks 28, Cyclones 24. We'll go through some other Big 7 scores after a timeout as our halftime show continues after a moment here on KNZA and the Hiawatha Channel.
Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2024, and that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to give you some savings. Let's ring in the new year with fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get internet packages as low as $20.24 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. See office for details.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
How does Santa keep all of his toy spending on track? With the Union State Bank mobile app, of course. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton. Our mobile banking app can keep all of your holiday spending organized. Use the budget bubbles to see what you have spent or saved, to receive alerts about your account, and easily transfer money. Take the Union State Bank mobile banking app with you this season, either by sleigh or by car. Member FDIC.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They are also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Once again, our halftime, it's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. Our boys game at the half, Hiawatha 28, Riverside 24. Some of the other Big 7 scores that we have here at the halftime break. Jefferson West leading Holton 25-15 in favor of the Tigers there over the Wildcats. Sabetha also leading Nemaha Central. That is low scoring. That is 20-10 at the half. Of course, the Big 7 girls finals that we had from earlier tonight. Riverside, of course, defeating Hiawatha here 56-39. It was Jeff West holding off Holton 39-36. Nemaha Central beats Sabetha 37-29. Perry LeCompton 40-23 winner at Royal Valley. Those are the other Big 7 girls finals from tonight's action. We'll go ahead and keep it right here as we're just a minute away from starting the second half of play. And Brandon Tammett alongside Paige and Leah here with the Hiawatha channel doing great work as usual. Of course, everyone who does work for all of our channels, we appreciate it very much. Ray Penning back in our KNCA studios. Again, this one has been tight. Largest lead of the game has been 7 points for Hiawatha. This was a 16-12 game at the end of one. Hiawatha had that 7-point lead about midway through that first quarter, but it has been close ever since. Both teams scoring 12 points in the second quarter. We stand here 28-24 at the half as we are just moments away from starting this third quarter. So again, there is our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Of course, we had mentioned those scores just a little bit ago. As always, our score updates, they are brought to you by Holtown Auto House in Fairview. How many Holtown's vehicles have you seen today? Caden Morton, the leading scorer, and a really good first half for him. He has 11 points and 6 rebounds. 7 have scored for the Cyclones. Chase Ewens with 6 to lead the way. We switch sides. It's Hiawatha from left to right. And the Redhawks with the 4-point lead in the opening possession here of quarter number 3. They set it up. Boswell, a 3, might have been partially blocked, and a backside rebound by Chase Ewens. And the Cyclones getting into the front court here, 20 seconds into this third period, down 4. Both these teams winless in league play early. Hiawatha 2-3 overall, 0-2 in league play. Cyclones came in 1-4 and 0-3 in Big 7 league play. Definitely some momentum. Whoever wins this game, at least getting something before the holiday break. Cheek a rebound off a missed shot there. Gets it into the front court for the Redhawks. Gets by Hewins in the paint. Tough shot. Banks it in with strength off the window. Dylan Cheek, his first basket tonight. 6'1 senior, makes it 30-24. Now Duncan driving, and he's blocked by Morton. Second rejection of the night for Caden Morton. And a good early start here for the Redhawks, up 6 with the ball, minutes into the third. Here's Ethan Morton, his first touch of the quarter, left side on the wing. They set it up, Boswell up top, nice ball fake, fades left, 12-foot J is good. Fading away to his left, and Cameron Boswell using the pump fake beautifully there. He's got 7, and it is quickly a 4-0 spurt here by the Redhawks to begin the second half. It's 32-24. Now the 8 points, their largest lead of the game. Here's Griffin, hop steps in the lane, cut off by 2 white jerseys, kicks to Duncan for 3, and he buries it. Percy Duncan kind of quiets that little run, 7 for him in the game, and it's 32-27, a 5-point advantage now for the Redhawks. Here's Jacobson, a left-handed scoop shot through contact, no, and a rebound or Percy Duncan. Duncan into the front court from right to left. Here's Ryder Davis. He had to sit a little bit in that second quarter with three fouls. Now an easy layup missed inside by Hewins. Boy, he really wants that one back. No go there. And a rebound for Dylan Cheek. Cheek right wing. Boswell up top. Steps back for three. Got it to go. Another three ball for Cameron Boswell. He has got 10. A couple of threes here tonight. 35-27. And the Cyclones have seen enough. They are going to burn their first timeout of the half. It's a full, so we'll do it as well. 5:44 left, third quarter. Redhawks 35 and the Cyclones 27 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Good spurt for the Hiawatha boys here in the first two-plus minutes of the third quarter. Their four-point halftime lead is up to eight right now at 35-27. 5:42 now, clock back moving in this third quarter out of the timeout. Cyclones with the possession. Now down eight. Here is Duncan, left side on the wing. Hands it off right there to Tyzel Harrington. Drives baseline through contact. A lot of contact there. No call. Battling for the rebound and coming away with it is Cooper Jacobson. Missed opportunity there for Harrington. Here's Jacobson. Cheek, right side for three. Front rim, no. Rebound for Tyzel Harrington. Quick possession, one and done for the Redhawks. Here's Beckham Griffin, left side in the corner. Dribbling back to the top of the key. Bump there by Boswell. Man-to-man defense here for the Redhawks. Now Harrington left side has it on the wing. One-handed pass up top to Ryder Davis. 3 minutes down and five to go in this third quarter. The Redhawks 35-27 leading this one against the Cyclones. Here's Duncan, quickly hounded by two jerseys. Griffin a little pull-up Jay and got the kind shooter's touch is what they would say over the front rim. And Griffin now with six, and it's 35-29. The lead is six for Hiawatha. Cyclone's done a pretty good job transition-wise, getting back defensively, not allowing the Redhawks to do much in that aspect. And now here's a turnover, and a travel is called against Dylan Cheek. Connor Kettler's going to check in here on this dead ball for the Redhawks, replacing Cheek, who just got called for the travel. 4:31 to go, third period. Redhawks leading it 35-29. Redhawks will drop back, man-to-man. As Harrington walks it into the front court, down the middle from right to left. Right side pass, it goes to Davis, up top to Duncan, left side now to Griffin. One dribble right, gets it back to Harrington up top with a high ball screen right, instead goes left. Griffin now in the corner. He'll hop step in the paint and then kick it back up top here to Davis. Hesitates to pass to Duncan, who backs it out on the right wing. Now working around the arc from right to left, backs out on the left wing, nearly had it knocked away and is able to get it back to Tyzel Harrington. Past the halfway point of the third quarter. Six-point game, Redhawks with that advantage and defending here. Here's Duncan. Cyclones have not had much. Nice little hesitation, but they call a double dribble. So after all that, the Cyclones turn it over for a tenth time. Redhawks get it back with that 35-29 lead at 3:46 to go in the quarter. Here's Ethan Morton into the front court from left to right, right down the middle. Picks it up in between the rings out high. Now Caden gets a touch at the elbow. Right back to Ethan on the wing. They set it up. Boswell at the top. Hesitates on Harrington. Now Kettler a touch in the corner. Now they get it back to the right wing here with Jacobson. Here's Caden on the block. He's bumped by Duncan. Spinning on him. Has to kick it back out. Caden wants another touch on the block against Duncan here. And an offensive foul is going to be called on Caden Morton as he tries to muscle his way through Percy Duncan. Can't do it this time, and Caden picks up the foul, and a turnover on the Redhawks. 3:19 to go in the quarter. 35-29, the Redhawks by six. Cyclones force the TO, get it right back. Here's Davis, front court from right to left. Right side high on the wing, it goes to Harrington. Bouncing one up top, it goes to Maddox Mears. Left side to Davis on the wing. Puts it on the dribble twice, nearly threw it away. It's knocked away from Duncan, and it's taken away by Caden Morton. Now Caden lost it, but is able to save it. Jacobson fires short on a three, And it's tipped towards the corner, but out of bounds, and it'll stay here with Hiawatha. So they had a good look there from Jacobson. And Davis couldn't corral the rebound. And now Kettler to throw it in, far side of the floor. At 2:51 to go in this quarter. We've been scoreless for a couple minutes, 35-29. The Redhawks by six with the ball. Redhawks have lost back-to-back games since they had won a couple in a row. There's a drive and a score by Cooper Jacobson. First basket for him in the second half. He's got four. The lead is 37-29. Hiawatha started the season winning two out of three and then back-to-back losses here recently, both on the road to Nemaha Central and Holton most recently. Cyclones won their second game of the year against Donovan West, and they have since lost three in a row. Here's a whistle and a foul on the perimeter. They'll get it against Boswell, his first. Or correction, that is his second foul. And the second team foul on the Redhawks here in the quarter. 2:16 to go. And what is tied for the largest lead of the game for the Redhawks at 8. Cyclones with the possession here. It is Davis, left side on the wing. Chest pass to Chenoweth up top. Now this is Deshaun Jones curling back to the top of the key from the far side corner. Chenoweth now high right on the wing. Closed out quickly by Kettler. Gets it to the free throw line. Back to the bucket. And up top it goes to Davis. Here's Duncan. Wants to go to work. Gets to the paint. Shot rejected by Caden Morton. And it's out of play. I think he had a little get out of here on that one. And he said something because the official jumped in and said something to him pretty quickly. Now a timeout's going to be called here by Gary Smith and Hiawatha. At 1:49 to go in this third quarter, and the Redhawks leading 37-29. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Get our timeouts all season long here on KNZA, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Redhawks leading it 37-29. 11 points in the game for Caden Morton. They also got 10 points from Cameron Boswell. Leading scorer for Riverside is Percy Duncan with 7. And then they have 6 apiece from Chase Ewens and Beckham Griffin. Sabetha entered tonight's action at 3-0 atop the standings. Perry LeCompton was 2-0 in league play. They were taking on Royal Valley tonight. Then you had Nemaha Central, who's playing Sabetha tonight. A game back in the loss column at 2-1. Holton was also 2-1 going into tonight, but we saw Holton was down 10 at halftime to Jefferson West. That on the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Here is Deshaun Jones, the first entry there, out of the timeout. Now it's back to the top of the key with Ryder Davis. Down to 1:40 to go in the quarter. 37-29 is the Redhawks' lead. Harrington back to Duncan, fires a three. No offensive rebound for Chenoweth, battling on the block, and he's able to get it back up top here to Davis to reset. Davis had it knocked away by Ethan Morton. Good help side defense really for both teams throughout the course of this game. Here's Duncan back to the bucket at the elbow. Left side pass that goes to Harrington on the wing. Guarded by Boswell. Gets all the way in the paint. Shot no, but they get a foul call here. And this one on the floor. Third team foul against Hiawatha. And they get Boswell with his third. And a sub here coming in for Riverside as Hewens checks back in here for Davis. A minute 13 left in the frame. Redhawks a 37-29 advantage. Been a little bit more low scoring here in this third quarter. Here's Duncan backing out into the left corner, closed out by Jacobson quickly. Now high left on the wing, it goes to Harrington. A little two-man game as he dumps it back to Duncan, and he works into the paint and draws a foul. Diving in from the left wing, team foul number 4, final foul to give as Caden Morton picks up his second, or correction, third, beg your pardon. And now Hewens to throw it in as we're down to the final minute 3 of this third. They get it inside Chenoweth, tough shot, no, but a foul call, yes. So a foul called against Hiawatha puts Cyclones in the bonus. They get Ethan Morton with his third foul. This is Isaac Chenoweth, a 6'2 sophomore. First free throw attempts of the second half for either side. And that one rattles out, no good. Cyclones are now 2 of 9 at the free throw line. First time tonight, we'll see the sophomore, big body, and Lane Kessler at the game-winning shot against Centralia over a week ago in what was a 47-45 thrilling win. The second free throw was also no good, and then chasing it down in the corner, and then it was deflected out of bounds, and now the officials trying to decide who gets the ball. Both teams arguing it should be their ball. And this might just be a guess here by the officials, unsure. And they don't know, so they do the old jump ball, which will salvage the possession here for Riverside. So after Chenoweth goes 0 for 2 there, and now the Cyclones 2 of 10 at the line in the game. That has not helped their cause. Duncan to throw it in. Does so to Chenoweth. Final minutes of this third quarter. Harrington in the corner with Duncan. Wants to back it out on Kessler for three. Missed it short. Kessler trying to fight, but Duncan muscles it away, and he takes it in for two. Nine now in the game for Percy Duncan. It's 37-31. Redhawks by six with the ball. Final 38 seconds of the quarter. Here's Jacobson, wing right. Man-to-man defense by the Cyclones. Back up top it goes to Ethan Morton, a step and a half in front of midcourt. Redhawks could play the possession down and play it to the end of the quarter. We'll see, but still 21 seconds and counting. Here is Boswell in between the rings out high. Gets it off to Ethan Morton. A lot of perimeter passing here as they waste down this time. It's at 13 ticks. This is Kettler, right side on the wing. Now 10 seconds. Guarded by Deshaun Jones. Jacobson around a curl, top of the key. 5 seconds to go. Kettler baseline drive with three. Difficult shot. It hits the top of the backboard. Kessler's shot at the buzzer off the offensive rebound ain't good. And that's going to take us to the end of a pretty low-scoring third quarter, and it's a 6-point lead for the home team Redhawks as they look for a split here tonight in Big 7 League action. Our boys' game after three quarters, Redhawks 37 and the Cyclones 31 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
One quarter to go here inside the roundhouse at Hiawatha. The Redhawks leading the Cyclones 37-31 as we start the fourth and final quarter. Redhawks with the 6-point lead and the ball as Jacobson drives inside and Morton couldn't get out of the lane. It's a 3-second call and a turnover for Hiawatha. Make it 13 in the game and their third of the second half. 6-point deficit here for the Cyclones, and that pass is taken away by Ethan Morton. He comes away with a steal. They get it up the floor. Boswell in transition with a difficult layup off the window. He's got 12. Big swing there. Now 39-31. Lead back to 8. Ties the largest lead of the game for Hiawatha. Morton coming away with a near steal. Well, Duncan has it. Going between the legs with the dribble. Harrington a touch. Gets it back to the top here with Hewins. 45 seconds into the fourth quarter. Hewins nearly had it turned over, and now that pass is turned over, and a whistle and a foul that might have stopped an easy layup as they get it on Percy Duncan. His second, team foul number one. 7:09 to go in the game, 39-31, Redhawks with the 8-point advantage, and they get the possession back. Here's Ethan Morton, who's been quiet since the first quarter. Now Caden with a pass inside to Kettler, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Deshaun Jones, and it'll stay underneath here with Hiawatha. So again, both these teams done after tonight until 2024. Both teams will be back in action January 5th. Riverside will be at Perry LeCompte, and Hiawatha will be at Royal Valley. There's Kettler misfiring on a three. and tipped around into the hands of Isaac Chenoweth. Here's a drive by Harrington. Positioning, had it inside, and he missed the shot, but draws the foul. Tyzel Harrington to shoot two. And Boswell picks up his second foul. So Harrington at the line. This is his first appearance all season and not played in the first five games. Tyler Herbster saying it's important to have him back on the floor. And he's got 3 points tonight, making that first free throw attempt. Cyclones have struggled here tonight at the line. They were just 2 of 10 prior to that one. And the next one short, no. And a foul on the rebound attempt. They get Chenoweth here, trying to go over the back of Caden Morton. 6:49 to go in the game. 39-32, a touchdown lead for the Redhawks, and the ball back. As a little bit of man-to-man pressure here in the full court, but a long pass to Kettler. Now Morton on the block, spinning left. Shot is not there. He couldn't get it to go, and a rebound for Tyzel Harrington. Good defense by Duncan inside. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. It's a 7-point lead for the Redhawks. Here's Ewens around a screen, splitting a couple defenders. Hands it off to Chenoweth. Nicely done. Chenoweth, a bucket. He's got five, and it's 39-34. The lead is five. Now Morton with a quick drive and a floater in the paint with some touch on it. Ethan Morton now also with five. And a quick timeout for Hiawatha's Gary Smith, the six-year head coach, at 6:12 to go in the game, trying to see if it's a full. And it is a full, so we'll follow suit. 6:12 to go in the game. Redhawks 41, Cyclones 34. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
6:12 to go in this one. Redhawks 41, Cyclones 34. Big 7 basketball here on KNZA, presented by Rainbow Communications. Go online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. Again, we got Paige, we got Leah, we got Ray back in studio. Brandon here with you on KNZA. Cyclones won the girls' game tonight. Pretty dominant fashion, that final 56-39. They got just a quiet 26 points and 15 rebounds from the reigning 2A player of the year in Taylor Weiser. And the Redhawks trying to earn a split with now a 7-point lead and 6 minutes to go. But out of the timeout, Duncan inside, shot no, but a foul. And I think they call it on the floor as the foul's on Jacobson. That is his second. Both teams a pair of fouls in the first 2 minutes of this fourth quarter. Maddox Mears checking back in. Ryder Davis will throw it in. Gets it into Harrington, left corner. It's a high ball screen from Mears, bumping into Duncan, right back to Harrington. Top of the circle, dive straight in. Bumped shot, yes. Difficult finish for the sophomore, Tyzel Harrington. He has got five, and the lead is five. 41-36 at 5:43 to go. Here's Boswell, deep left on the wing. Back up top it goes. This is Jacobson. Right back to Ethan Morton, a little three-man weave. Backdoor cut. Kettler all the way. A lot of contact and a charge. Maddox Mears took the heat and took the contact there, and it's a foul on Kettler and a turnover. Riverside getting it back down five. 41-36 at 5.5 minutes to go. Here's Davis into the front court, hands it off to Harrington on the right wing, dribbles back to the top of the key, backing his way in. Duncan saves a turnover. Now Davis underneath, baseline drive, reverse layup is good. That was a difficult finish from Beckham Griffin, and he's got eight, and the lead is three, 41-38. Jacobson baseline drive, bumped and fouled by Maddox Mears. Second on Mears, team foul number three. Against the Cyclones, both teams with just one foul to give here at 5:06 to go in the final frame. I have a feeling that free throw is going to be a big key down the stretch for what is right now a three-point game at 5 minutes to go. 41-38 Red Hawks with the ball. Here's Caden Morton, right elbow, kicks it right side on the wing to Boswell. Back up top it goes to Ethan Morton. He is backed out, bumped near the midcourt stripe by Beckham Griffin. Now gets around him, gets into the lane, floater high off the heel, no, and a rebound for Tyzel Harrington. A three would tie the game here for the Cyclones. 41-38, 4:35 to go, and a whistle. And they're going to call a carry on Tyzel Harrington. That's a turnover. I mean, the Riverside coaching staff and fans necessarily like that call, but it will be a turnover, and the Redhawks get it back at 4:35 to go and a 41-38 lead. Ethan Morton left side. Now Boswell baseline drive cut off by Griffin, and a lengthy pass back near midcourt, and Morton chasing it down. That's Ethan working on Harrington, and an offensive foul. He pushed off. Oh, and that's going to be a technical foul on Ethan Morton. He threw it towards the referee, and that is clearly a T. Yeah, I can't side with Ethan Morton on this one. He threw it with a lot of heat back to the official in frustration, understandably so. I don't blame the official for calling that T there at 4:21 to go. And now Gary Smith, of course, six-year head coach of the Redhawks, letting Ethan have it a little bit. After a key spot, he turns it over on the offensive foul and then just throws it back towards the official. And with the tee and the normal foul there, that fouls Ethan Morton out of the game with 5 points. Certainly one of their better defenders as well. And this puts Tyzel Harrington for the technical free throws. And the first one is no good. The Cyclones have struggled tonight from the line. In what is right now a three-point game, they have missed a lot from the stripe, and Tyzel Harrington goes 0-for-2. 3-of-13 at the line is Riverside. And they are down 3, and a timeout's been called. It's a 30 by Riverside, so we will keep it right here at 4:21 to go. Cyclones will have it after the two missed free throws, the technical foul, so they'll get the possession back. The Redhawks clinging to a three-point lead. It's 41-38. As the Cyclone girls won the first game, Hiawatha trying to hold on here to earn a Big 7 league split before the break. Hiawatha led 16-12 at the end of the first quarter and led 28-24 at the half. They outscored the Cyclones 9-7 in the third, led 37-31 going into this final quarter. Right now it's 41-38. Redhawks by 3, and the Cyclones will have the possession with 4:21 to go. That timeout, of course, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. So the far sideline near midcourt, thrown into the backcourt to Ryder Davis, and a three-pointer would tie the game here. Dribbles left, Duncan top of the key. They get it inside to Harrington through two white jerseys, and he muscles it up and in through a couple defenders. Tyzel Harrington, 5 of his 7, in the second half, and it's a one-point game at 41-40. Here is Jacobson, right corner. Cyclones battling back. A lot of contact there, no call. Caden Morton getting the offensive rebound. And now Boswell dumping it left wing here to Dylan Cheek, who's back into the game, and hands it off right there, deep left wing to Cameron Boswell. Boswell, 12 points tonight. He's back near midcourt. Right side pass deep, right side on the wing. This is Cooper Jacobson dribbling left. Now Boswell, wing left, steps back, a deep one is on the way. Left it short, battling for the rebound, and the Cyclones have it. 3.5 minutes to go. A bucket would give the Cyclones the lead. It is 41-40, Redhawks by 1. Harrington, floater, and he tried to bank it in. No, a little strong. Rebound for Caden Morton. Harrington goes down. They get it up the floor quickly. Jacobson saves it. And dumping it down to Morton inside off the window. No. Tipped out here to Cheek. He's got an offensive rebound. Jacobson, a big time three. Not there. Tipped off the front rim twice, but another offensive rebound. And now battling for the possession here on the near sideline. And they're going to say Riverside got that possession, and they're going to award the Cyclones a timeout. At 2:55 to go, so the Cyclones force a turnover, It is a full, so we'll step aside. Don't go anywhere. 2:55 left. It's a one-point game. Redhawks 41 and the Cyclones 40. Back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Under 3 minutes to go, 2:55 to be exact. And we got ourselves a one-point game, Redhawks 41, Cyclones 40. This one has been fun here tonight as the Cyclones try to rally as both teams looking for win number one in league play. Certainly you feel a lot better going into the holiday break if you pull it out here tonight. So out of the timeout, Cyclones can take the lead with a bucket. 2:45 clock moving. Here's Davis, had it knocked away by Boswell, trying to fight for it. It's picked up by Duncan, in-out dribble, gets in the lane, missing a layup, but right there for a rebound, Beckham Griffin, an offensive stick back, and the Cyclones have taken the lead. It's 42-41. The Redhawks have not trailed much here tonight, but they trail down the stretch with 2:20 to go. Boswell to Caden Morton, left side to Jacobson, now high left on the wing, Riverside fans up on their feet. Enjoying the comeback here in the fourth quarter. Here's Jacobson, right corner. Tough man-to-man defense. Cheek on a drive, and he lays it in. Dylan Cheek, who's got four, gives the Redhawks the lead back. 43-42, 2 minutes to go. Here's Harrington. Gets in the paint, backs out to the elbow, now to the top of the key. Davis on a curl. Shot rejected by Cheek, but saved in the corner by Mears to keep it alive. 1:45 to go. 1 point lead for the Redhawks. Here's Harrington drive. Layup spins in there. 9 for Harrington. And the Cyclones retake the lead at 44-43. 90 seconds to go in the game. Cheek nearly got away with a walk, but the Redhawks keep it. What a good one down the stretch here. Boswell top of the key. Right side it goes to Kettler in the corner. Now Caden Morton on the block. He's quickly doubled. And a whistle and a foul at 1:18 to go. And this is the last foul to give for the Cyclones. And it's against Percy Duncan, his third. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. 1:18 to go. 44-43. Cyclones by one. The Redhawks with the ball trying to retake the lead late. Here's Boswell top of the key. Back to Cheek, high right. Cheek, triple threat, now goes right, now dives in, dumps it into Caden Morton, and he is blasted inside by Duncan, and it's on the floor, but it doesn't matter. His free throws are coming up here for Caden Morton. These will be the first free throw attempts for Hiawatha in the second half. They were 5 of 8. Caden, 1 of 2 himself. 1:06 to go in a one-point game. His first. Yes. 12 points for Caden Morton, and we're tied at 44-44. 1:06 left in the game. Caden with a shot to give his team the lead. He does. Both of them pure. 13 for Caden Morton. 45-44. Redhawks by one. Four straight lead changes. We got 60 seconds to go. Here's Harrington, front court from right to left. Works it all the way into the far side corner. Quickly doubled, gets it inside. Near shot, no. Rebound for Connor Kettler and Hiawatha. Pushing the tempo, Jacobson kicks it back out to Cheek in a timeout. So the Redhawks got the stop. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 46 and a half seconds to go. Redhawks with the ball clinging to a 45-44 lead. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 30 seconds on the timeout. We're back with you in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How does Santa keep all of his toy spending on track? With the Union State Bank mobile app, of course. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton. Our mobile banking app can keep all of your holiday spending organized. Use the budget bubbles to see what you have spent or saved, to receive alerts about your account, and easily transfer money. Take the Union State Bank mobile banking app with you this season, either by sleigh or by car. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, we're having some fun here. This boys game has been pretty exciting here down the stretch. It's Hiawatha and Riverside. The Redhawks leading by one. It's 45-44. Paige and Leah here with the Hiawatha Channel. We got Ray in studio. Appreciate everyone hanging with us here tonight. Final broadcast of 2023. Might as well end on a banger. And right now the Redhawks with the possession, up one, 46.5 seconds to go. It's 45-44. Far sideline, it's Jacobson to throw it in and does so into the backcourt here with Boswell. How long did the Cyclones go? But Harrington knocks it away, and it's a steal at midcourt. Harrington drives, shot, nobody's fouled. Tyzel Harrington with a steal at midcourt, and two free throws coming up here and a chance to give Riverside the lead back. Boswell with his third foul, and Tyzel Harrington will shoot two. He is one for three at the stripe. His first game back, and he got the first to go. 10 points for Tyzel Harrington in his first game of the season, and it's 45-45 at 37.6 seconds to go. Harrington for the lead. Calm, cool, collective. He got it. 11 points now for Tyzel Harrington. The Cyclones lead it 46-45. 37.6 seconds to go. Cyclones trying to steal this one late as they have not led since the first quarter. Here's the big possession for Hiawatha. Cheek into the front court from left to right. And there's a timeout for Gary Smith. And let's see. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. The Redhawks have led for the majority of this game. They led by six going into this final quarter. But we have had multiple lead changes here in the final few minutes. It's been a back and forth one game affair between these two. And right now it's the Cyclones with the edge at 46-45. Just 31.3 seconds to go. And down to one, Redhawks will have the ball out of the timeout. Their side of the floor, both teams have committed five fouls, so both teams in the bonus. The rest of the way, although both teams, Hiawatha's been okay at the charity stripe. Riverside, though, has not had a good night, despite those last two that were just made by Harrington. 31 seconds to go. Here's Cheek, right side, on the wing. Man-to-man defense by Griffin. He gets around him, shovels it. Caden Morton, shot good! Caden Morton, 15 in the game. It's 47-46 Redhawks. 20 seconds to go. Into the front court comes Riverside, and there's the timeout for Tyler Herbster. Dylan Cheek with a right wing drive, shovels it into Caden Morton, lays it in for two to give the Redhawks the lead. It's a one-point game. It's a full timeout. 19.2 seconds to go. We pause for a quick 30-second timeout. Game's on the line. We'll have it for you after a timeout here on KNZA.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, let's bust it up for you. 19.2 seconds left. Redhawks, 47. Cyclones, 46. Riverside, down one with the ball, their half of the floor. The last time I was here, we saw a game-winning three by the road team in the girls' game when Troy snuck out of here with the win. This time, could it be the Cyclones on the boys' side? 12 seconds to go. Here's Harrington, top of the key. Dribbles in the paint. Had it knocked away, and a foul. 8 seconds to go, and free throws coming up for Tyzel Harrington. The foul is on Kettler reaching in on the drive, and Harrington with the two biggest free throws maybe of his young high school career. 8.5 seconds left. He's 3 for 5 tonight. 47-46 Redhawks, the first. Got it. We're tied. Harrington with 12 points. It's 47 all. This free throw would give the Cyclones the lead. On the way. No good. Rebound for Caden Morton. 7 seconds for the Redhawks. Here's Boswell. Gets it into the front court. Stops. Morton in the paint. Backs his way down. That's going to run out of time. No shot is up, and we're going to overtime. I blame Paige and Leah with the Hiawatha Channel for calling it in the final minute and said this game was going into overtime and might as well to end the break. 47-47. It's a deadlock heat. We'll get a few extra minutes here. Hang with us as high school basketball continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
KNZA.
Well, we might as well. We've had a good one here tonight. A 4-extra-minute period as overtime is here. Hiawatha and Riverside deadlocked at 47-47. Let's get you an extra 4 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Morton winning the tip, and here's Cameron Boswell left to right in the front court for the Redhawks. Riverside outscored Hiawatha 16-10 in that fourth frame. Now Boswell, a quick trigger from three. It's a little strong, but a rebound for Kettler. 47-47, second chance here after the offensive rebound by Kettler. Here's Cheek, right side on the wing, up top to Caden Morton. Holding it at the hip, shuffled the feet, probably should have been a travel, but no call. Here's Kettler now, top of the key. Right side it goes to Cheek. 3.5 minutes to go. And 47-47, we're in overtime. First OT game of the season for Hiawatha. Second consecutive overtime game for Riverside as they lost in overtime to Royal Valley on Friday. And now Caden Morton is fouled on a shot. And if that's Percy Duncan, that is 5, and that is a ginormous loss for Riverside here in the overtime period. And it will be number 5 on Percy Duncan. And now Riverside must win this game without their best player on the floor for 3:18 to go in this overtime period. Caden Morton, 15 points tonight and 10 rebounds and make it 16-10. As that is now 2 points off his season high of 18. In the game against Troy, in game number 2, he goes 1 for 2, and Dylan Cheek there for another big offensive rebound, and now Hiawatha turning it over. Riverside down 1, 48-47, and a 3 left wing is buried by the sophomore, Tyzel Harrington, a monster second half, and it's 50-48, Cyclones by a deuce. Under 3 minutes to go, Tyzel Harrington, his first game of the season back. A monster contributor as Boswell missed on the layup. And a rebound for Riverside. The Cyclones, the momentum and the ball with their best player on the bench who had just fouled out. 50-48. Cyclones by 2 with the ball. 2:35 to go in the OT period. Man-to-man defense by the Redhawks. Kettler guarding Davis here on the perimeter. And Tyler Herbster is going to call a timeout. At 2:28, and it's a full, so we will step aside. Overtime action, 2:28 left in the first OT period. It is the Cyclones 50 and the Red Hawks 48. We're back after 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM KNZA.
2:28 to go in overtime. Cyclones trying to steal one at Hiawatha, leading it 50-48. Tyzel Harrington, the sophomores, had a sensational second half for Riverside. 13 of his 15 points in the second half, including here in the overtime frame. And the Hiawatha defense forcing a turnover on the inbounds pass. Well, the fans are certainly hyped up for this one on both sides, and now the Redhawks get it back at 2:27 to go, trailing 50-48. Here is Boswell into the front court, dribbles to the far side, stomps on the wing, looking for someone, gets it to Kettler right there. Now Jacobson on the top of the key. Right side to Cheek. They want Morton inside. They throw it in over the top, and it's knocked out of bounds. Good help by Tyzel Harrington. He knocked it out of bounds. Tyzel and Caden have a few words to exchange there. Don't know if it was PG rated. But Hiawatha down two. 2:10 to go here in overtime. That pass deflected and taken away by Chase Ewens. It's a turnover by the Redhawks. Boswell trying to get it back, but here's Harrington into the front court. The far sideline gets all the way, trying to bounce one inside. It's kicked out of bounds, and it will stay here with Riverside at 1:58 to go, leading by two at 50-48. Hiawatha led for the majority of this game until the final few minutes of the fourth quarter. Hiawatha also had a chance to win the game at the end of regulation, but couldn't get a shot up in time. Harrington drives, knocked away, and a steal. Hiawatha up the floor, layup by Kettler is good. First field goal tonight for Connor Kettler, the biggest one there, ties the game at 50 apiece, and 1:37 to go. Here's Tyzel Harrington. Davis left side on the wing, right back to Harrington right there. Puts it on the dribble, working around the arc from left to right. Gets a high ball screen from Hewens, not much with it. Dumps it into Mears. Extra pass to Davis. Kicks it back to Beckham, who hop steps in the lane. And he is bumped and fouled. It's going to be on the floor, but it doesn't matter. Both teams in the bonus. Free throws here for Beckham Griffin. The foul on Caden Morton. That is his fourth. Here's Beckham Griffin, who is 0 for 2 at the line tonight. He's got 10 points and 3 rebounds. To break the 50-50 tie, and he banks in the first free throw. Bank is open in Hiawatha at 9:20 on a Tuesday night. Gives the Cyclones a one-point lead. Second, high off the heel, no. Rebound for Hiawatha. Nearly throwing it away, but Kettler gets up the floor. A lot of contact. Floats one up. No. Another offensive rebound for Cheek. Now Boswell, left side. Jacobson drives. Left wing gets to the rack for two. Jacobson giving the Redhawks a lead back. 52-51. A minute to go in overtime. What a game this has been. Now the Cyclones down one late in the OT period. Harrington crossing over, gets all the way, shot blocked at the rim, but a foul. Jacobson will get the call, his third foul of the game. 46.4 seconds to go. Tyzel Harrington looks dog tired, his hands on the knees, bent over. But you got to shake it off and cash some free throws here. 52-51, Redhawks, 46.46 to go in overtime. First free throw is good by Harrington. He's got 16, and the game is tied again at 52 apiece. He is now 5 for 8 at the line tonight and at 16 points, tied with Caden Morton for a game high. For the lead, yes. clutch free throws here for Tyzel Harrington. 17 in the game, 53-52 Cyclones. 40 seconds to go. Here is Cheek, right side on the wing. Closed down quickly by Griffin. Mears tried to go for a steal, but Morton gets it back to Cheek, right side here on the wing. Back up top to Boswell, 30 seconds to go. Left side to Cheek now on the wing. Up top to Caden Morton, 24 seconds. Right side Boswell gets in the lane through contact. The floater is good. Cameron Boswell with 14 is two biggest there. 54-53, 14 seconds to go. Cyclones with the ball. It is Harrington stepping back, firing a shot from the wing. No good. Rebound for Kettler. And there's the foul with 5.5 seconds to go on Boswell. Harrington pleading for a foul. He doesn't get the call. And just 5.5 seconds to go. The Redhawks will get free throws here. It's still going to be a one-possession game regardless of what happens here. Here is Cameron Boswell, who has been very solid at the line this season, and his first is good. He is now 10 of 11 at the line this season, and he's got 15 points tonight. 55-53 Redhawks, 5.5 seconds to go in overtime. Second, rims out, no. Beckham Griffin, the rebound, gets it off to Harrington, threw it up way too early. He had multiple seconds to go, and he threw one up from well beyond half court, and it's an air ball out of bounds. But there should be maybe half a second or two left in this game. Harrington just not realizing the time, and he threw up a shot that he didn't have to just yet. He could have at least worked it to inside the midcourt line and at least got a better look at it. But with about 3 seconds to go, he hucked one from 60, and it was an air ball out of bounds, and they're going to put 1.2 seconds back on the clock. So the Redhawks leading at 55-53. That air ball from beyond midcourt gives Hiawatha the ball back with just 1.2 seconds to go. But an offensive foul on Boswell before the pass is even thrown in. He tried to run through Harrington on a screen. And Boswell now with four and a two-point game. And the Cyclones with a second to go, they're going to throw it in from underneath their own bucket. And a timeout's going to be called by Hiawatha. Wow, what a swing. It is a full timeout. 1.2 seconds to go in overtime. Redhawks 55, Cyclones 53, and the Cyclones again with 1.2 seconds left will have it on an inbounds pass underneath their own bucket with a chance to tie or potentially win. What a game taking you up to the holiday break. Glad to be a part of your Tuesday night, 6 days from Christmas. This game has been exciting from the jump. Largest lead of the game has been 8 multiple times for Hiawatha, including in the second half. Redhawks led this game by 6 going into the fourth quarter. And we exchanged lead changes the final 3-plus minutes of the fourth quarter. Here we go. Let's see how they set it up. If the Cyclones will go for a catch and shoot, that's about all they have. Maybe one dribble if it's quick. But ultimately, you got to get something with the catch and the shoot. 1.2 seconds to go. Redhawks by 2. Cyclones a chance to tie or send it to a victory. They set it up for Harrington. Hesitates. A 3 at the buzzer. It's short, and that'll do it. Harrington had a look for 3 from the left wing, and the Redhawks escape in overtime. 55-53, an incredible pace, incredible finish from the Redhawks, secure a Big 7 split here tonight as they won a thriller in overtime, 55-53. Postgame show is next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Again, we'll pause, we'll bust it out, break it down, and wrap it up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Gian Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GM Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GM Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizen State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Kansaland Radio.
Thrilling contest in the boys' game goes to Hiawatha in overtime. They survive at home heading into the holiday break over Riverside. 55-53. Again, it took an extra 4 minutes. And this was a game where Hiawatha led for a majority of the game. They had a 6-point advantage going into the fourth quarter. But Riverside clawed their way back, both teams exchanging late lead changes. Tyzel Harrington, who had a really good night for the Cyclones, had a chance to give his team the lead with about 8 seconds left in regulation at the free throw line. He goes 1-for-2, which kept it tied at 47-47. Then about 8 seconds to go, Hiawatha had a chance. They ultimately could not get a shot up in time, and it went into overtime, and it was a 8-6 advantage for the Redhawks in the 4-minute overtime period. Cyclones had the ball with 1.2 seconds to go underneath their own basket. They got it to Tyzel Harrington, a left-wing three. It was kind of contested. He kind of had to double pump, and it wasn't a great-looking shot, but he got it up near the rim, left it a little bit short, and the Redhawks able to escape with the win. So, Hiawatha getting to 500 and the first league win of the year. Redhawks now 3-3 and 1-2. Riverside heading into the break. That's their second straight overtime loss. They are now 1-5 and 0-4 in Big 7 league play. Our stats from the game tonight brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. Again, for the Redhawks, they were led tonight by Caden Morton. He was 2 points off the season high. He goes for 16. He also had 10 rebounds, and he was 4 out of 6 at the free throw line. Also, 15 points for Cameron Boswell, also in double figures for the Redhawks. And then outside of that, they got 6 points from Michael Jensen, 6 points from Cooper Jacobson. They got 4 from Dylan Cheek. I'll tell you what, Dylan Cheek had some big offensive rebounds late in the fourth quarter and in overtime. Cheek just with 4 points, but he also had 7 rebounds and some key ones on the offensive end late in this ball game. Connor Kettler also had 3 points and mixed in 5 rebounds as well. Redhawks, 19 turnovers. They were 9 of 14 at the line. They were plus 11 in the rebound margin as they out-rebounded Riverside 33-22. Cyclones got 17 points tonight from Tyzel Harrington, his first game of the season, as he had not played in the first five games, but his first appearance tonight off the bench, and he goes for 17. Nearly had a game winner, but just left it short. He was 6 of 9 at the line, 15 of his 17 in the second half. 9 points from Percy Duncan, although he fouled out early on in the overtime period. That is a big loss for the Cyclones. They could not get over that hump there. Beckham Griffin also in double figures. He had 11. They got 6 from Chase Hewins. They got 5 from Isaac Chenoweth. They got 3 from Maddox Mears. And they got 2 points from Deshaun Jones. Riverside, 16 turnovers. In a game where you only lose by 2, the Cyclones went 9 of 21 from the free throw line and just 2 of 8 in the first half. So you miss 12 free throws in a game that you lose by just 2 points. That is a tough one to swallow for Riverside, but both teams obviously had multiple opportunities in different ways, and it was the Redhawks who were able to pull it out here with the 2-point OT thrilling victory. Our player of the game is brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company here in Hiawatha. No, Boswell played late great. I like Caden Morton here tonight. Again, a double-double for him, 16 points and 10 rebounds. It's his 5th game out of 6 where he has gone over the double-figure mark in scoring. In the time, one game he did not go into double figures, he had 9 in that thrilling victory against Centralia just over a week ago. So Caden Morton, again, a double-double tonight, 16 points and 10 rebounds. He was also 4 of 6 at the line. He is our player of the game. It is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that will do it for us tonight. Certainly a thrilling finish to our doubleheader as it's a Big 7 split and we have hit the holiday break. The Riverside girls victorious in the first game, 56-39. Number 2 ranked Cyclones in 2A improved to 6-0, 4-0 in league play. And the Lady Redhawks, they head to the break 1-5 and 1-2 in league play. Boys final, Hiawatha in overtime, 55-53. Redhawk boys 3-3, 1-2 league play at the break. Cyclone boys drop to 1-5, and they are 0-4 in Big 7 league play. First game out for both these teams in 2024, January 5th. Hiawatha opens up that slate on the road at Royal Valley, and Riverside will be on the road as well, taking on Perry LeCompton. For Ray, for Paige, for Leah, appreciate everyone. Thanks for hanging with us. Enjoy the holidays over the next couple of weeks. Enjoy Christmas, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Enjoy the next couple of weeks. We'll be a little bit quiet on the sports front as we get a nice little Christmas holiday break. Again, winners tonight for the Riverside girls and Hiawatha boys. Thanks for listening to High School Basketball. We'll talk to you in 2024 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been High School Basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
For great food and